This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Britain has given emergency approval to a new COVID-19 vaccine developed by U.S.-based pharmaceutical giant Pfizer. It becomes the world's first Western nation ready to begin mass inoculations against a disease that has sickened nearly 64 million people worldwide, including more than 1.4 million deaths. British media reports hospitals in England have been told to get ready to start doing vaccinations for medical workers as early as next week. Pfizer said it would immediately begin shipping limited supplies to Britain and has been gearing up for even wider distribution if given a similar nod by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, a decision expected as early as next week. While Britain has ordered enough Pfizer vaccine for 20 million people, it's not clear how much will arrive by year's end. Talking with the AP, Chatham House's David Harper says the process of approval was something the UK regulator and the vaccine companies had been working on for some time.
There is no drop in the standards of assessment, so I'd have to make that absolutely crystal clear. Where the time has been gained is actually in streamlining the whole process from the start of the research and development.
The White House Wednesday pushed back against press reports that Federal Drug Administration Commissioner Steve Hahn had been called to the White House to explain delays in approving a Pfizer coronavirus vaccine, noting that such meetings are routine. Quote, "What I will say about Dr. Hahn is it is par for the course for the chief of staff to meet with him as we're trying to save American lives with the vaccine in record time," end quote. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said regarding a meeting between Hahn and White House Chief of Staff. This is VOA News. President-elect Joe Biden will talk with workers and business owners Wednesday about how the coronavirus has affected them as he prepares to confront his highest priority on taking office, the resurgent pandemic in the United States. The Democrat has promised to act quickly to provide more resources to fight the health crisis, which has killed more than 268,000 Americans. The United States leads the world in the number of daily infections as well as the number of deaths reported. President-elect Joe Biden says China should not expect fast relief from President Trump's tariffs once he takes office. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Biden says he will not immediately lift the tariffs the Trump administration put on many Chinese imports, nor break the president's initial trade deal. He tells New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman the key to talks with China is leverage, adding, "We don't have it yet." Washington and Beijing have been in a year-long trade war, and while some industries have benefited, most experts have blasted the Trump policies, saying American businesses and consumers have borne most of the tariff costs. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel received its most advanced warship Wednesday, describing the German-made vessel dubbed Shield as a bulwark for vulnerable Mediterranean gas rigs. This as tensions with Tehran soar over the assassinations of a top Iranian nuclear scientist. The SAR-6 corvette that docked in Haifa port and three of the same model to follow next year will bring to 15 the number of missile boats deployed by an Israeli navy, which, while small, carries out missions as far away as the Red Sea and the Gulf. Israel also wants to protect offshore natural gas fields close to Lebanon, an old foe with which it has held so far fruitless U.S.-mediated maritime border talks. As an extreme year for hurricanes, wildfires, and heat waves comes to an end, the head of the UN challenges world leaders to make 2021 the year that humanity ends its war on nature. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
With new announcements highlighting 2020's record-breaking weather and growing fossil fuels extraction that triggers global warming, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has delivered yet another urgent appeal to curb climate change. In a speech at Columbia University, Guterres said, "Humanity is waging war on nature. This is suicidal. Apocalyptic fires and floods, cyclones and hurricanes are increasingly the new normal." The UN is gearing up for a December 12 virtual climate summit in France on the fifth anniversary of the landmark 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
From Washington, via remote,